Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune. I'm a realtor right here in Greenville, and you can find all of my contact information in the show notes if you need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs. Just a reminder, as always, please support the show. The only way I ask you besides using me as your realtor is by hitting that little subscribe button. That's the number one thing. And then if you could also leave a rating, review, like, comment, whatever platform that you're on might have different options. So please go ahead and do that. Today we are going to be talking about a delayed podcast here about the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors market stats that were released last week. But we had to do that podcast last week on the National Association of Realtors settlement, which was a very hot topic at the time. And so I had to delay this episode longer than normal. So we're getting at the end of March, the market stats that go through the month of February. And we're just going to jump in. And I'm not going to get too in the weeds in general with these stats, because I want to talk kind of more high level on a lot of this stuff. So I'm going to go through these perhaps a little bit quicker than we have normally. New listings, year on year, up 24.3%. And we've now seen several months in a row in the positives going back to October, year on year positives. But we've now had two straight prints above 1,800 new listings, which is very strong for this time of year. So that's great in general for the market. We need to have more and more new listings. I think what we're seeing is just people that have to move, right? They just have to move. They have waited, you know, a couple of years now for rates to go down. Rates haven't gone down, at least not for the most part. They're hovering, you know, high sixes, low sevens on averages. People can get lower than that in theory. But here's what's happening. The backlog, the dam is starting to break, as it were. That's the way I see it. And we're seeing that in inventory as well, which we'll get to in a second. Pending sales. We talk about this every time, but I always have to mention every time in case you're a new listener. The February numbers are always low. They should always be much higher. So we have to look at the month prior. So January came in at 1,196 pending sales. That was a 2.4% decrease from January 2023. Not really super noteworthy outside of the fact that we had had several straight months of positives until that January print. Now, February, I also predict, is going to be down a little bit. Probably when this gets revised, the February number will probably be in the low 1200s. And it was 1282 in February of 2023. So that will probably also be slightly down as well. So again, we are still seeing demand much lower than we would expect right now. And these are, again, directly impacted by mortgage rates being where they are. Closed sales, on the other hand, we have now seen two straight months of positives. And this number is usually accurate. So January was up 13.7% year on year. February up 11.9% year on year, 1,151 as opposed to 1,029. I find this to be quite interesting. So whenever there's a disconnect between pending sales and closed sales, in this case, we have pending sales going down, but closed sales going up, we have to stop and think, what is the reason for this? Why would there be fewer homes going under contract, but more homes closing? For a very long time, we saw this phenomenon happen because buyers simply would not terminate contracts. It was so hard for buyers from, you know, mid-2020 through mid-2022 to get a home under contract that when they finally did, they were not going to terminate that contract. I mean, even if the home really, really needed a lot of work, inspections were terrible, usually buyers would still move forward and just try to work it out. Now we're seeing the opposite. Now we're seeing sellers basically doing whatever they need to do in order to keep a home under contract, with a few exceptions. Those exceptions being, you know, primarily if a seller, you know, lists their home, they get it multiple offers right off the bat, then they are a little bit less amenable to doing everything to keep the contract that they have, because they know they could just relist it and most likely get multiple offers again. But generally speaking, that dynamic here, we're seeing sellers having to be more aggressive than they have in the past. Days on market until sale, we have a flat number, 57 days on market, which is a 0% increase from the 57 days exactly a year ago. And then if that trend continues, we'll see, you know, March go up slightly, and then we'll start to see the numbers kind of recede throughout the rest of the year. So this is going to be a very interesting number to see. Right now, if you're a seller, you can expect your home to be on the market about 2 months before it goes under contract. Again, that's an average. That means some are way more and some are way less than that. This will be very interesting to see. I thought last year that we were going to go over 60 days. It didn't happen. We got up to 58 days in March, and then it all started to fall back all the way down to 40 days in September. I'm not sure if that's going to happen this year. I feel like we may go over 60 days, but I'm not going to make that prediction because I failed on that prediction last year. So we'll see what happens. But we're definitely seeing homes staying on the market in several cases for several months. And I'll talk about that, I think, here in a moment. Median sales price. We saw the median sales price dip below $300,000 barely for the first time since March of last year. So it went down to $299,900. But in case you're looking, in case you're wondering, well, what does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean a whole lot because it's still a 3.1% year-over-year increase from February of 2023 when it was $290,000 and change. So we still saw 3.1% home price growth from the median year on year for the month of February. Now, I want to clear something up here, okay? Because there is some confusion when it comes to what's happening with prices right now. In any market, you're looking at the metadata, right? That's what this is. This is metadata. This is consolidating data from all over the upstate. And a lot of different neighborhoods, a lot of different areas. The upstate is large, you know? I mean, go from West Greenville to TR to Malden to Simpsonville, even out to Pickens, out to parts of Spartanburg County. All of that is incorporated in this data. And so you might be hearing this, wow, prices went up 3.1%. But my neighborhood, it feels like prices are going down. Well, that is very possible. It's very possible. There are going to be some neighborhoods that are going to see prices drop. There's going to be some neighborhoods that have seen greater than 3.1% appreciation, just depending on the neighborhood. So this number doesn't inherently mean every single home in the greater Greenville area saw 3.1% appreciation. This is just looking at where prices have gone, which quite frankly don't immediately, it's not an immediate correlation to actual appreciation by just tracking the sales price. This just kind of tells us the trajectory. If the median sales price is going up, then generally speaking, homes are appreciating in this market. But it's not a guarantee that all homes are appreciating. It just depends. Now, what I am seeing, personally, I'm seeing that there are some neighborhoods that are seeing very little appreciation, if any. And there are some homes that, for sure, I can tell you for a fact. Well, I can't tell you for a fact. I can tell you for a fact insofar as I believe it's a fact, because I do this for a living, and I'm in this marketplace. There are some homes that that are on the market right now that would have sold a year ago, that are not selling right now in this environment. And where I've seen the biggest impact is in the $300,000 to $400,000 price point. That has been really a very, very challenging price point to sell in this market. I think I've discussed this before, but I'll just mention it real quick. The reason why I think that's the case, I think most first-time home buyers can't afford a $300,000 to $400,000 home. But at the same time, the median, which we just discussed, which we're discussing right now, is $300,000. So that is basically what the average home costs in Greenville right now is $300,000. But the first-time home buyer can't buy that. They don't have enough money because of rates being so high. At the same time, if you're not a first-time home buyer, let's say you're moving up, you're buying your second home, you're buying your third home, you're not buying the median home, you're buying a nicer home. So the $300,000 to $400,000 price point right now is really a challenging price point. It doesn't mean if you've got a home at that price point, it's not going to sell. You just need to realize that what's happening right now is very difficult in that specific price point. I'm going to jump down here for a second and just look at the closed sales. You can see that in the data, right? Closed sales between $250,000 and $350,000 is down 0.7% year on year, and the $350,000 to $500,000 segment is down 3.2% year on year. That doesn't mean that there are not homes on the market. You can see, those two are two of the top price ranges for homes to sell in, but those price ranges are struggling to see home sales. And, you know, below $250,000 struggling to see closings simply because there's just not a whole lot of homes on the market at that price point. Normally, where we have the median price point, normally you would be seeing a lot of homes being sold at that price point. And that's not what we're seeing now. And that's because of the dynamic that I believe that I just described. The average sales price up 4.6% year on year. No surprise there. The median and the average are not, they don't exactly mirror each other. But usually, if one is going up, the other is going up. There might be a month where we have a year-on-year decrease in one, but not the other. But usually, they're pretty close to each other. If you want to know what the actual average is in Greenville as of February, it's $357,144, a 4.6% increase year-on-year. Now, here's a very interesting number here. The percent of list price received, which is the percentage found when dividing a property's sales price by its most recent list price, then taking the average for all properties sold in given a month, not accounting for seller concessions. It actually went up 0.6% year on year, up to 98.4% in February. And I have personally seen this, that I think that one thing is happening is that sellers are starting to realize, you know what, I can't just keep, you know, taking lower offers. And what's happening is sellers are lowering their price, right? Because as I just read, this is based on the most recent list price. And so sellers are getting smarter about listing their homes at the right price point, and they're getting smarter about dropping their list price when the time comes and is needed for that to happen. So that's something to just keep in mind with regard to this. Seeing a 0.6% increase up to 98.4% year on year, that's a substantial increase year on year. So that's definitely showing a shift in the market. If you're a buyer right now, you can't expect for a seller to be coming way down off their list price, just generally speaking, based on this data, unless you've seen the seller reduce the price on a home, then that's where your opportunity lies. But generally speaking, sellers are getting pretty close to what they're asking, 98.4%. It's a pretty high number historically. You know, it would be in line and slightly higher than what we saw pre-pandemic. Housing Affordability Index, man, you know, here I am in my hoodie, in case you're watching on YouTube. I'm freezing today. You know, we had a classic fall spring, which we always have in Greenville, and now we're back into, you know, second or third winter. And then we'll have probably summer the end of this week. I don't know why I just brought that up. I thought you guys would be interested in why I'm wearing a hoodie, because I don't usually do that when I'm recording this. But I don't know what to do with this housing affordability index. These numbers are constantly changing in like big ways. So right now it's saying February jumped up to 100, but all the previous numbers were revised. 100 means that the median household can afford the median priced home, basically. So that's great. It's great to see 100. I'm guessing these numbers are getting modified on the basis of that they look at the median household income. And so maybe they get more accurate information from the IRS or the Department of Revenue or something like that. And so perhaps wages came in higher than expected and they revised back all the data. But needless to say, like, I'm just going to be completely honest. Compiling this data, right, the Greater Greenville Association of Realtors, they're going to try to do They're going to try to get the most up-to-date data that's going to get this number as high as possible. Because obviously nobody wants to hear that Greenville isn't affordable. But it sure feels unaffordable to a lot of people right now. But the Housing Affordability Index, regardless, is 100 for the first time since March 2023, at least based on whatever revisions that they made recently. I don't know what to do with that. I probably won't even like really talk about this much anymore. But I figured I would mention that because if you're a longtime listener of the show, you know that this jumping back up to 100 is like, whoa, did not expect that. So there's some kind of back math going on the back end. I'm guessing it has to do with the median household income. Inventory of homes for sale. This is another number that is always off, and it's off on the high side. So it's saying that inventory went up 35.6% year-on-year for February. That's not right. So let's go back to January, which was revised down to 3,470 homes for sale. That would constitute a 12.6% increase from January 2023. I suspect that February, even though the February number is high, the February number is still going to come in much, much higher than February of 2023, which was 2,957. February is going to end up in the mid 3,000s, which is still going to be a substantial increase from that 2,957 print a year ago. So we're seeing inventory starting to pick up for sure, for sure. There's no question about it, and we're starting to get, you know, don't look at this last dot if you're watching on YouTube, but we're starting to get really close to the pre-pandemic inventory numbers. So this will be very interesting to watch. We haven't seen, you know, if we started to get into the high threes, that's where things start to get interesting, because that's where, like I said, we would be kind of in a similar spot that we were in 2019 at that point. Month supply of inventory, not going to look at February, because again, month supply divides two numbers that we know are wrong: the pending sales and the inventory of homes for sale. These are numbers that for the month of February, I just went over, both those numbers are wrong. And the net result is that this number is always high. So let's go back to January. January was a 12.5% increase, went up to 2.7 months supply, over 2.4 months supply the year before. That's to be expected, right? Demand has gone down, supply has gone up. We are going to see month supply of inventory start to creep up. Now, I don't know what this February number will be revised to, but I'm guessing high twos, and I'm guessing we'll be in the threes very shortly unless demand really starts to pick up. And, you know, it is busy. Like, I am quite busy right now. So when I say that demand hasn't, you know, has to pick up, it's relative to the amount of supply. But these numbers are still quite low. Historically speaking, you know, we would really want to see month supply more in the fours. That would be kind of more the norm for what we've seen in the past. But let me tell you, if we hit the fours, if we got into the fours, it would feel very much like a buyer's market. And I think we need to start strongly taking that into consideration, because it didn't feel like a buyer's market in 2019. But with demand as low as it is, I think that if we had month supply of inventory all the way into the fours, I think that it would very much feel to everyone like a buyer's market at that point. So that's something to keep in mind. So that's all I'm going to say as far as these stats go. Now, I mentioned before that that my business has been very busy. And here's the interesting thing. The market right now is very weird. Like I said, it's treating different homes very differently. And people are really, really picky in general. We're seeing a lot of showings, a lot of second showings, a lot of people coming to open houses, but then not making any offers. And I just think that there's a lot of people that really, really want to move right now, but they just want the perfect, perfect thing to come on the market. And if your home isn't the perfect thing, and it's not priced aggressively, you could find yourself in a situation where you're getting a ton of showings and no offers. We're seeing that market-wide right now. It's very, very challenging to really predict what's going to happen. And so I am very busy right now. I've been clocking, you know, 12, 14-hour days now for several weeks. And that's not a complaint. I'm happy to work. I actually just took someone on to really help me with a lot of odd job tasks and things of that nature in order to free myself up for my clients to make sure that they have me when they need me. Not all busyness results in getting paid. I mean, as a realtor, a lot of busyness doesn't result in me getting paid. But that's just the nature of the business. And this is just something that happens. We just have to push through. You know, there are times when it's slow. There are times when it's busy. There are times when it's slow, but you're making money. And there are times that it's busy and you're not making money. Right now, this is a busy time. And I wish I was making more money. But I'm also grateful. I've had a very strong first quarter so far. And it's looking like my second quarter is going to be very strong as well. So I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful for you guys, for all my clients or past clients that are listening. You guys make this show worthwhile. And all of you that are listening that have not been clients in the past, I appreciate you guys too. I appreciate all of my listeners. Anytime someone texts me, you know, that I've not communicated with in the past that says that they have listened to my show, I always am just thankful. I always just say, thank you for listening. I genuinely mean that. I genuinely appreciate it. And by the way, if you're one of those people that you want to text me and want to say something about the show or whatever, my contact information is in the show notes, because that's all that I have to say about all of this so far. I've got to keep running. Like I said, It's a busy day. I'm wearing the hoodie partially because I'm cold, but also I've got to like haul some stuff today. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be busy. So my contact information is in the show notes. If you need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs, please like, rate, review, subscribe to Selling Greenville. Go on YouTube, watch it on there. Let's build that up. I appreciate you guys. We will talk again next time.